Hey, what's up, people? Welcome to the Chatterbox. My name is Colt, and I'm joined by a fellow podcaster. Name is Retro Safari. Bonjour. You can check out his podcast, The Chamber Pot, on Spotify. He talks about a lot of political issues, specifically issues that happen in Asia.
Mostly, but I usually dab around in the American market as well. I do live there.
It's a very interesting podcast. I really recommend that you guys check it out. So, our first issue we're talking about is the world that we live in today. And I was just scrolling through Instagram, and I just saw this post that really made me think. It says, "Only in America do you find a kid wearing $150 tennis shoes, drinking a $5 cup of coffee, typing on a $1,000 cell phone, complaining on social media that he is oppressed and that capitalism has failed him." Now, Retro, what is your opinion on that?
Now, my personal opinion, of course, is, well, let's see. The $150 tennis shoes, that is way underpriced, honestly. I've went to the shoe store many a time, and I found, like, I believe it was NBA 2K21 yeah. shoes that were on for, like, $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then $5 cup of coffee, yeah, most people who do read Karl Marx, like Starbucks.
Right.
And then the $1,000 telephone, well, cell phone, well, of course. Where else? Of course it's $1,000. Indian hands are a lot more effective than the Chinese ones.
I mean, the whole issue when it comes to that entire meme, it's actually speaking the truth. You got a lot of these, you know, rich white kids that grew up in the suburbs or that grew up in richer neighborhoods, and yet they're following a trend that they have no idea what they're following about. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're complaining about the capitalist system that we have here in America, and it's like you're literally describing something that you are a part of.
Not only a part of, but like they benefit completely from it.
Right.
Because here's my thing, is that like, true communism and so forth, well, let's see what you're talking about. Communism essentially derives from socialism.
Right.
Official communism came around during the 1800s with Karl Marx, which his theory of a communist utopia was general share between land, state, and the people.
Right.
And everything would be peaceful, but that was shut down because, well, the state and the head of the state would have so much power that it's like a dictatorship, but on steroids.
Right.
Because you got the trust of the people along with all the power. That is more power than any man, woman, or anyone can hold at once. And that's where Bolshevism came from because, well, that's considered the minority party. Long, long history in Russia. And then you got Soviet Russia, which gulag, famine, like genocides. It's not a good process, honestly. And don't get me wrong, America is definitely flawed. We have backers. Backers in our government. You can get a mayor in your pocket for a couple of pounds of whatever substance they like to shove through their nose.
Right. Well, I think America isn't perfect. No, there's no such thing as a perfect country. Every country has its flaws. Yeah. But I think with over the past couple of months, ever since COVID became a thing, ever since the whole issues with Donald Trump, like when the rioters stormed the Capitol, and even stuff before that, it was highly just a toxic environment around the whole United States. Like when COVID first happened, or when the shutdown first happened, you know, that's when the whole issues with George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement came to be.
Yeah.
Now, I understand Black Lives Matter, but when it comes down to it, a lot of it is just a whole bunch of like trained Marxists and communists that basically want to destroy America's way of life. And now the symbol that they use for the Black Lives Matter symbol is the closed fist raised up in the air. But like a lot of people don't realize that stands for communism. Now, if you take our modern day people and you threw them into Soviet era communism, they would completely reshape the way they think about the way that they live in America. Yeah. Now, when the Black Lives Matter movement started marching for justice and equality, I do agree that, you know, black citizens and African American people are horribly mistreated in this country. Oh, yeah. It's a common fact. You see it everywhere. Ever since Martin Luther King was alive.
Honestly, I kind of see it like this. With the fist, it's not really a communist one. It's rather one for revolution. And if you look back, there was an ex-Soviet KGB agent who was actually in America and sent there to cause a revolution. And they said that it would take more than up to maybe 10 years for America to fall. And think about it, in the last 10 years, there's always been a shooting of an innocent, unarmed black man. Except for in recent years, the media has taken that on a train ride to where every, you know, person of color who's ever been shot is considered unarmed, fully peaceful, and all this. When sometimes on occasions, they were shooting back at the police. But, do not get me wrong, George Floyd wasn't killed by the state. It was obvious murder. Same thing with Martin Luther King. He was killed by white supremacists. And even was attempted to be defended by white supremacists and the KKK. Like, America has always had a problem with it, with the colored people, because, well, the white majority becomes the minority and they don't like it because they're losing their power. American history in generally has always been taught separate from black history, Mexican history, Asian history. It's always been taught separately because of how much mistreatment they got, to so bad that we need an entire month dedicated to an entire race. People think it's a good thing, but personally, I think it's awful that the fact we even need to have that, because black history is American history.
Right. Because this country, this country's foundation was built on slaves.
Yeah.
Slave labor.
Since Maryland in the 1600s.
I'm not saying that I don't agree with any part of, like, slavery of any type of person. If you're black, white, Mexican, Chinese, Asian, Russian, it doesn't matter who you are. Nobody deserves to be enslaved.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that when the slaves were over here, they basically were horribly mistreated by so many different people. And yes, basically, they were captured and they were sold to mainly white people on plantation farms. Some of them were just bought for sex slaves and everything else.
Yeah, the correlation of the history is basically this. Is that there's a few common myths, don't get me wrong, like with every piece of history, like how some black activists said that we were stolen from the coastlines and raided. That only happened sometimes by some privateers with the Portuguese. But most of the time it was warlords who captured slaves from a war and sold them off because their prisons would have probably just killed them there. But even then, that doesn't mean it's any less worse. No. If anything, it's far more worse. If you look back around the 40s and 30s, we got some of the first and some of the only recordings of actual slaves who have gone through any of the pain. Because that's when they mostly died off, because of old age.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this lady was talking about one of her fellow slaves, friends, essentially, that she was just taken out of the middle of picking because the master thought that she was picking it wrong and just whipped her. And whipped her until she bled to death.
It's a horrible it's a horrible thing to even imagine what some of those people went through, with just getting hanged, getting just shot, strangled, any type of like horrible punishment you could inflict on a human being was done to those people. And it's sick, honestly. But fast forward to our modern era today, it's changed dramatically. Yes, there is still slavery in this world.
Yeah.
But it has changed so much to the point, like, you know, there's not people working on, like, plantation farms or...
Now they're just working in factories.
Well, that, and it's not even factories. You know, people that get, like, human traffic, you know, they're basically ripped away from everything that they know in life. A lot of them are killed or mistreated, abused. Some of them are like sex slaves, and it doesn't matter who you are. You could be black, white,
blue, purple, any color.
It doesn't matter. They'll go after you if you're a woman, a man, a child. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You have a value to somebody in this world. And it's honestly sick, though, because it's like the whole thing about buying another person still exists, and it's always going to exist. Like, slavery is always going to be around.
Yeah. And the thing is, generally, is that with slavery is that some, and I've seen this in some groups where some African Americans or generally the quote unquote woke people claim that, you know, we picked your cotton for you. But then other people counter that by saying you didn't pick the cotton. Your ancestors might have done that, but that was their suffering.
Exactly.
You have been mostly handed everything to you by your fucking hand.
Right. Like,
you've been mostly served yourself by your phone. Guess what that was built? That was built by children mostly in Thailand, Vietnam, China.
Right.
Oh, what else? Well, the clothes. But also, those are made in Pakistan, India, right. Turkey.
Right.
Like, things that you benefit... You still... People modern day do still benefit off in slavery in first world countries. Because in third world countries and any other ones like that, they're being paid pennies a day to, like... For instance, if you were to take an avocado and, like, the avocados from Mexico, well, most of those, sometimes they're even owned by the cartel, some of the fields themselves. Oh, yeah. And they don't even pay them. They just threaten them with a machete or any other things they have.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, getting back to the whole idea of Black Lives Matter. Now, everyone knows what had happened in Portland and... Basically, any other town that has had a large influx of Black Lives Matter protesters and all things like that. I was fine with the peaceful protesting. They have every right to protest. Every single human being on this earth has the right to protest.
Yes.
But when it came down to the nighttime and they started rioting and looting and all this other stuff. Now, that's where I kind of drew the line. Like, you know... Are you people really trying to make this name for this movement? But a lot of the leaders for the Black Lives Matter movement says, oh, this is not what we're about. This we're about trying to peacefully spread our message that, you know, we're not going to be silent anymore. It's time for us to rise up and get to the occasion. I understand that. And, like, what a lot of people don't realize is that not everybody's going to be tolerant of your opinion. Not everybody's going to like your opinion. People are going to absolutely hate you for your opinion. But when you give them that leverage to hate you, for example, it's like you got thugs that were, like, you know, the monuments that got torn down. That was completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. They even tore down statues of civil rights leaders that were made a big difference in the during the civil rights era.
Yeah.
And pulling down the statues, it's just completely unacceptable behavior. And when it comes to the fact of saying, oh, ACAB, all cops are bad, that is not true at all. That is absolutely not true. Now, I am pro-law enforcement. I respect police. I have always respected cops, and I will respect police until the day that I die. Now, I'm not saying that there are bad cops out there. There are bad cops out there. That is a known fact.
Yeah.
And, but you can't have this philosophy that just because somebody is wearing a different change of clothes than you, they have a job that they have to do. Now, granted, some of these people don't follow the rules of their job, and they end up becoming... The very thing that they've sworn to...
Destroy.
Basically, yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, though, you're really just gonna, like, when these cops are standing out there in their riot gear and shit because all these people are protesting and yelling Black Lives Matter, but then they're also burning down their squad cars and beating up these police officers and they're like, oh, you know, they shouldn't have to use tear gas and rubber bullets and all that. It's like, well, then you guys shouldn't have to, like, come at the police full force, tipping over their police cars, throwing bricks at them, Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, though, it's not just the Black Lives Matter protesters. A lot of these animal savages that are basically looting buildings, burning them, spray painting them, these people aren't part of the Black Lives Matter movement. They're just basically people who want to go out and they want to loot, they want to steal, they just want to destroy. Because that's all they know, is they still have that barbaric behavior that they think, oh, well, people are going to be too preoccupied and a whole bunch of other people are doing the same, so why can't I do that?
Yeah. See, the thing, the problem with the Black Lives Matter movement, honestly, isn't really the cause itself. Leaders, of course, we're going to have chorus. They have been, they have told the media that they are trained Marxists and such. Which, of course, I'm a staunch anti-communist, as has been shown throughout history to never work. Socialism is a great thing. Socialism mixed with capitalism is a very nice, delicate balance that works very well for a society. Because it's pretty simple. Capitalism without socialism leads to fascism. It's always been shown that's what happened in Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
But the problem is that it is like an army that served under a great cause in a great war and has a reason to fight, but just one division, that one soldier of that army, claims to be under that banner and does something horrible, it falls back on the rest of the group. Same thing with police. Me, personally, I do respect all cops, but I've had my own quarrels with them, personally, and bad experiences. Everybody's different.
Exactly.
But, personally, overall, I'm going to respect you if you give me respect back. If a cop doesn't, I really don't care if you got a uniform or what you have on your belt. If you don't give him respect, I don't really see a reason why I should have to give it back to you.
Exactly.
But if you show me respect, kindness, I'll show that right back to you tenfold.
Mm-hmm. But...
And the thing is, usually... With all these, like, you know, people rioting and all these things, they're trying to cause essentially a revolution. They think because they're rioting, they're destroying things. Yes, it gets your anger out and it shows the public, like, what you really want.
Right.
The problem is with that is that if the riot doesn't lead to a revolution, then you're just going to be called a riot, and it's going to just go down in history as a riot. It's the looters.
Well, basically, like, they shouldn't have to riot. Like, there's no need to start a revolution, because then that's basically tearing down the whole foundation of what their peaceful organization stands for. Now, when it comes down to it, the Black Lives Matter movement is a mix of peaceful protesters, but then you have Antifa. Now, basically, Antifa is... This anti-fascist movement is basically against all things pro-American. They're basically people that believe that America should not be the way that it is, and that everything needs to be changed and have the strictest rules imaginable. Now, me personally, I do not agree with any Antifa. I absolutely hate anybody that associates themselves with Antifa or who is an Antifa member. I'm just going to say this now. You guys are cowards. You guys are absolute barbarians. You guys provide nothing to this society. And you deserve to be locked up in jail with the rest of the criminals. Because that's what you are criminals. Now, you got these Antifa people that are basically busting the windows of black-owned businesses. They are, they're basically telling, you know what, we are associated with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, we fight with them. No, you don't. You do not fight with them. They are peaceful. You guys are not peaceful. Because I was looking through an article about one of the riots that happened in Portland. And basically, they when they arrested an Antifa rioter, he had this really long steel piece of this big, huge fence post with a steel cable wrapped around to it. And the top of the fence post had been grinded down to be like a fine point. And the steel cable... had the point wrapped around it, almost kind of like it was like a morning star. And for those of you that don't know what a morning star is, it's basically a wooden stick with a chain on it, and then at the end of the chain there's a ball and it has spikes on it. That's basically kind of what that staff was, except it wasn't a ball, it was like kind of like a big huge steel cable that you could swing at people. And that thing was shown to cause some damage. Like they did like a video of them hitting something with it, and it made like a huge hole in the concrete, probably about the size of a giant jawbreaker. Now, you actually, if you use that against, you know, police or whoever, you're gonna fucking kill them, or if not kill them, seriously injure them. Now, when it comes down to weaponry, I agree that the police using tear gas and rubber bullets was completely acceptable. I do believe that. Now, because these Black Lives Matter, or so they say, protesters, the rioters that were basically charging these police stations, like, look at what happened in California. They completely took over the police precinct, set it on fire, and then after it was on fire, they basically had built their own small community. And I think it was called Chaz or something like that.
Chaz.
And basically, it showed you how much it didn't work, because I was looking at pictures of inside of Chaz, and basically there was this clipboard that stood on the outside of Chaz, and it says, this is what we need, and you're going to give it to us. We need lighters, cigarettes, you know, food and stuff for all the citizens that live in there. Because basically the Chaz zone was basically said to be just, no, there's no laws there. You don't have to follow the rules. Now, what a lot of people associate the Chaz region as is a lot of, you know, your far left liberals, you know, fascist, Antifa type people, which they were. And basically they said, you know what, you know, they're basically for what all far left liberals for. You know, they want the strictest gun control that you could ever have, like in California. Like, me personally, I think the gun laws in California are absolutely absurd. It is absolutely insane. It is our rights as Americans to keep and right and bear arms. Now, you could say, well, yeah, that doesn't give you the right to own a fucking fully automatic weapon. And actually, it does give you the right to do that. Does. Because through the history of firearms, there has always been a new firearm, no matter what it was. There could have been people, like, during the 1700s, or when guns were first invented, like, they could have said, oh, you don't need muskets to defend yourself, you could use a melee weapon, or whatever. And the fact, that probably is true. Now, when it comes down to gun control in America, the whole topic of gun control is a serious issue that can really inflame, it can really enrage people. Now, myself, I am a gun owner. I am a registered firearm owner. Yeah. I'm proud to own a firearm. I hunt, I fish, I trap shoot. I do a lot of that outdoor stuff. And when it comes down to gun control, what's the one thing you think that people always bring up when it comes to gun control?
Well, just depends on what type of gun control person they are, because there's a thing called no control and all control. And most of the time when they bring it up, it's always going to be a school shooting. Because the thing is...
Exactly.
Yeah, because what is the one thing that each and every person across the world can agree on? Children being killed is an awful thing.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying that, oh, well, it's being too blurred. No, it's an obvious thing. But the thing is, that wouldn't happen if there was a little thing called mental health crisis lines, and if we actually cared for our young's mental diseases and actually investigate them, not just throw a sack of pills at them and tell them to grow up and be a man.
Exactly.
No. See, that's what happens. And then another thing, too, is that they pull up, like, the amount of gun crimes America has. Like,
right.
I believe a big number was, like, 300,000 gun crimes were reported. All right, let's decipher that. If you break down all of the gun accidents and all of the, let's say, I know, I believe it was like 2019, it was 40,000.
Exactly.
So, there were about 34,000 suicides. There were 600 accidental deaths. There were about 1,000 homicides, and only maybe a counter, maybe another couple hundred or even 1,000 police shooting a criminal. That results in death. This isn't injury. This is death. If that figure tells you anything, that tells you that we have a mental health crisis. Because that is 34,000 people shooting themselves in the head each and every year.
Right.
This is an obvious problem. And me personally, I've said it before that I'm pro 2A to where, like, I should be able to own almost any gun I want. But I have to be 18. I should have to register, like, you know, have a license. Like, have the other things. Not to the government, though. To my personal self. Such as, I need a gun license. I need to register and all that.
Right.
But I shouldn't have to put it in a database so that they know my address. Like, if I have to, Like, if I have to pay child support, they have to know where I live to send mail and send all that. I shouldn't have to do that because I'm owning and using my right to bear arms.
Right. But that only goes so far, as I understand completely having to put my name in a database for when I buy a firearm. You know, because they want to make sure that you're not a criminal who's buying a firearm to go and do God knows what. But, like, you see, when it comes down to the fine line of school shootings and the Second Amendment and weapons, it always comes down to AR-15s. That's always what it's came down to. Now, this my opinion is, the Democratic Party has always been for the strictest gun control. They've always have been that way.
Yeah.
Ever since the Democratic Party was
essentially accepted, which is a little fun fact and a little thing in history, is that, you know, as much as most Democrats have been associated with, like, anti-racist and all that, funny thing is, the Democratic Party was formed out of an a pro-slavery party.
Exactly.
Which is kind of funny to me, honestly.
It was funny, though, because the Democratic Party was actually the ones that were for slavery, and the Republican Party was the ones that wanted to end slavery. That were the
abolitionists and all this. And then they did a 180 to where now the Democrats are the anti-racists and the Republicans are, which on both sides, there's awful people.
Generally, there is. Really is.
Yeah, I am not one of the either. Personally, I consider myself more libertarian and more centralist, if anything. Because right. Why have one side of bad? There's no point to it, personally.
Exactly.
That's why I'm more of a centralist. But hey, if you are a leftist, you're a rightist, I really don't care. I will respect your opinion as long as it's not an ideology that will hurt others. Like Nazis, they can... No Nazis. No pedophiles, no nothing like that. No. Big right. No. You want to believe in communism, I don't... I mean, you're dumb. Personally, I think you're really, really dumb. Exactly. But go ahead. You have the right to. That's freedom of speech.
Right. But the one thing, though, going back to the topic of, like, gun control and, like, school shootings and AR-15s and the Second Amendment, what a lot of people tend to connect their bridges is that when these school shootings happen, and yes, they are a horrible thing, like, no kid should ever be scared to go to school, but the young man that committed the Parkland shooting in Florida was mentally ill. There was no doubt about that.
Yes.
Now, in the reports, there were school reports that came out. There were multiple reports filed from teachers, students, and basically concerned people that said, this individual shows that he is not mentally stable. He showed to be a danger to himself and others. I believe he needs to be institutionalized and given, you know, special care to make him, you know, see that he has a problem.
Yeah.
Or to get him help. But you want to know what's happened? All of those reports were filed, but nobody ever did anything. Exactly. Until it was too late. Now, when it comes down to the weapons, now, they say that guns kill people. I agree with guns kill people, but you can't just set a gun down and it's going to kill somebody. Yeah. Somebody has to pull that trigger mechanism for that bullet to fire. Now, you can argue with me all you want. I'm like, AR-15s shouldn't be a thing. But when it comes down to it, though, a lot of it is because of the way we humans act in this common society. Now, some of these school shooters obviously had mental illnesses, but a lot of them were driven to that point because of, you know, kids in school that were bullying and like, you know, bullying this person and just completely making them feel bad. Oh yeah, but like, you know, when shit like this happens, it makes, you know, the people that bully, like the popular kids, are like, oh, spread awareness, you don't know, like, you know, spread awareness for mentally ill people and all that. It's like, you know, where were you when you were bullying this person?
Yeah.
And then they had a mental illness. There's no excuse for that. Now, for AR-15s, like, the school shootings happen because of the person. It's like, well, you know, he, you know, no, people should have access to that type of weaponry. And I completely disagree. Now, I believe there is a fine line for having a too powerful of a weapon and then having a normal weapon. Yeah. Now, your standard AR-15 shoots... toots, it will shoot a 5.56 NATO round or a 223 or a 223 round. Now, a 5.56 round can come in either just a regular or it can come in an FMJ, which stands for a full metal jacket. Now, a full metal jacket round is able to pierce basically through anything, depending on what type of material it is, not through anything, but... And the clip size, too, depends on it, too. Like, some people can have, like, drum mags, 30-round clips, 40-round clips.
Or if you live in California, you can only have a little 10-1, which...
Now, I don't completely agree
with that. That's kind of... It's just stupid. Now, my personal opinion on, like, the AR-15 and so forth like that, the thing is with the... And people, they always pull up, well, you can't use your 100. Hell yeah, you can. You can mount a scope on top and simply wait up in your little... Get in a 10 or get in a blind and find a deer. Bam, you can shoot any.
Exactly.
You can hunt with just about any gun that can kill.
Exactly.
Like, if I really pushed it, which I would never do this and no one should ever do this, I could technically hunt with a BB gun if I tried hard enough.
Right.
But here's the thing. I'm not dumb enough to do that because that'll only maim the animal. That's why you want something more powerful. Right. And the thing is about the AR-15... And people complain about it. Oh, well, you can't use it for anything. Like I said before, the reason that we should be able to own those is because it's an equivalent of a military's M4 and M4, M16, and stuff like that. It shoots the exact same round, which is 5.56, and it's the civilianized version of it. That's the only difference. Exactly. It just has more modulability.
Right.
And that's the point of it. In the Second Amendment, we need a well-regulated militia for the stability of a state. That is the whole point of it. It's not just to hunt and so forth. It says nothing like that. It is to protect and have a militia to defend against the overreaching government. That's the entire point of it, and that's why I personally support it.
When you look at it, though, a lot of what... You see, like, when school shootings like this happen, there's major outcry. People try to sue the NRA. The NRA isn't responsible for it. The NRA didn't... They did not tell the person, look, you're going to go shoot up the school and kill all these innocent people. No. No. Oh, it's like, oh, they just say, oh, just because the gun came from them, it's their fault. No, it's not. It's the person's... Whoever owned that weapon... If, say, like, if your son committed, if your son or daughter committed a school shooting with your AR-15, that is your fault for not having that weapon locked up and having it secured in a place that you only know where it is, or you know the code, or you have the key to that gun safe.
Exactly.
Now, when it comes down to it, people are trying to blame just this on, like, AR-15s. When it comes down to it, though, some school shootings didn't even involve AR-15s. Yeah. Like, take, for example, the Columbine shooting. The two shooters that used weapons in Columbine, they used, what did they use? They used sawed-off shotguns.
Tac-9
machine pistol.
Other pistols of other calibers, pump shotgun. Like, another one, too, is Virginia Tech, one of the deadliest shootings in American history. Deadliest school shootings in American history. He did not have an AR-15. He had multiple pistols.
Exactly.
Like, that's all it is. A pistol's a lot more dangerous than an AR-15.
Right.
Because technically it's a smaller caliber. It won't kill as hard. Like, it's an MMORPG. No. Because of a handgun, I can pull that out and gun somebody down on the street and run and then just throw it away. With an AR-15, I have to aim it up and actually line it up and everything. Because it's a rifle. That is a full-length rifle. It isn't something you could just shove down in your pocket, wait until you find your guy, and pop 6 shots into him and take off.
Right.
That's why we have a until you're 21 carry limit. Because before that...
For handguns, at least.
Yeah, for handguns. For concealed carry, you need to be 21, have a certain license and training and such. It's because of that. Because of how easy and how deadly a handgun can be.
When it comes down to it, it all depends on what the American people think. Now, what the Democratic Party thinks, they think that if they regulate guns, like, if they have the strictest gun control, kind of like how they do in California, they think that they think that just by, you know, banning guns all completely is gonna make you know, the gun violence problem completely disappear. When in fact, that is far from the truth. And if you believe that that is true, then you are a very stupid person, and you need to do your research. Now, it's gonna be hard, because for registered gun owners like myself, that basically means they're gonna take all my guns away. And I'm not going to have anything to defend myself if somebody breaks into my house. Like, oh, you could always use non-lethals like tasers or pepper spray. And it's like, no, if somebody breaks into my house, my property, my castle, I am going to defend my family and my property and whoever else is in my house that I have a deep personal connection with. Now, just because of the weapon that I have to defend myself isn't a weapon you like, does not mean it's a weapon that should be taken away from me just because you don't like it.
Exactly.
Now, it's like, now that would be the same thing as me saying, like, oh, you know, we're going to take your AR-15 and there's not a thing you can do about it. And it's like, okay, well, I'm basically just going to, I'm going to start making fun of you because you know, oh, you're transgender, you're gay, you're fucking, like, woman that wants to become a man, or you're this or that. You know, I could make fun of that, but you want to know what would happen, though? I would automatically get branded as, you know, homophobic, racist, sexist, transphobic, basically every name in the book, when in fact, I'm actually a pretty tolerable person. Like, if you meet me in real life, no matter what your political opinion is, if I can have a decent conversation with you about different issues that we don't agree on or that we agree on, then yeah, I'm going to talk to you about it. But if you're just going to be, like, you know, a straight-up dick and, like, try to shove your beliefs down my throat, then I'm not going to even associate with you. I'm just going to tell you, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. This is how I personally see it over all of everything. Is that the basic thing that most people need to understand in any political spectrum that has been sadly lost over the years is basic respect for your adversary. Same thing with warfare, how there was actually recently a Marine who got removed from the service because he went online and was talking about, you know, Trump, which is already a violation. You're not supposed to talk about your politics while you're in the military because that draws division. But he talked about, oh, the Chinese, next time I see a Chinese person for giving us the virus, I'm going to kill him. He said that on video and decided to post on TikTok. And that led to him being dishonorably discharged from the military. And I do not blame him. I fully support that. Because in my opinion, I fully believe in reform. Not dismantlement, but reform. Because if you, let's say, as an example, like with defund the police and other stuff like that. If you have a problem with, let's say, you have a cake, right? You have a cake, but you do not want it anymore. What are you going to do? Are you going to give it to somebody else that wants it? Or are you just going to throw it away? That's just wasteful thinking. Or a better way to put it, actually, is that, let's say you eat a lot of cake, but that's bad for you. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to, A, just stop eating cake altogether? Which, honestly, no, why would you do that?
Exactly.
Cake's amazing.
Exactly.
But, or are you going to make yourself not eat cake all the time and just regulate it and have restrictions on it? Because if you do that with, like, let's say the police force, then the police force would be a lot better, because if internal investigations go over and such reviews, reform, other things like that, we will not have this problem with the police ever again in our country. But of course, doesn't happen, because everybody wants us to hate each other. Because they feed off in it. They get the views. They get the money. That's how it works.
But when it comes down to associating yourself with your political party, the two main ones, Democrat and Republican, left or right, it doesn't matter what you are. Now, me personally, I have a lot of friends who are Democrats, and I respect their beliefs. I don't argue with them about issues that they believe in. Well, I can't say that I don't argue with them. It's just some of the things that they post on their Snapchats or Instagrams, I personally do not believe. And, you know, I'm going to put my two cents in, which, you know, a lot of people say you shouldn't do that because it's only going to make people even madder. And, you know, that is true, but, you know, it's they got to understand, though, when they put their opinion out there, they're opening themselves up to criticisms and then hearing people and then hearing other people's opinions that don't agree with theirs. Now, you can break down political parties into like the size of an atom and talk about every last detail. Going back to when I was talking about how they want gun control to be so strict that you can't even get guns anymore. That's not going to fix any problems. There are criminals that are going to find ways to get guns. It is proven to happen, and it's going to happen. No matter how strict the gun laws are, people are always going to find a way to get guns, and they will do it. Like, for example, in Australia, they had a complete weapons ban on the entire country. Citizens were required to give up all of their weapons, like their AR-15s, their hunting rifles, their shotguns, and a lot of farmers actually lost their farms because they use their hunting rifles and their AR-15s to defend against, you know, wild animals that destroy their crops and basically destroy their whole livelihood. Now, there was a report that came out that said ever since Australia banned firearms, there has been an increase in crime that went all the way up. There's been an increase in homicides. I believe it said it was by like 47%. I could be wrong. I'm not saying that was the actual percentage. They said that, like, you know, there have been a spike and increase in like black market gun buying in Australians. There has been an increase in like police finding stashes of weapons and finding guns on criminals. You see, it only takes another country that's not our own to implement a law like that, and then you can see how the very foundation of that country's criminal justice system reveals the true statistics about it.
Yeah. Because another thing about Australia, honestly, is that everybody that was against it, well, the funny thing is that, let's see, one of the people who were pro, like, take away the guns and everything, not even a few, like, weeks or so later, their house got robbed and they couldn't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Like, then, and this is overall for everything, and, like, conclusion with everything that we've been talking about is that it works like this. Too much democracy is a horrible thing, because at least you have in California, and no one likes California. No one wants to pay $4.25 for a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah.
But with too little democracy, you get North Korea and Venezuela, where a thing of toilet paper could cost you an entire year's salary, or you just can't talk to anyone because they've all been thrown in the gulag.
Exactly. But when, folks, what we're trying to get down to when it comes down to the end of it,
the nitty gritty
is that you can have your opinion, you can post your opinion, you have the right to talk about your opinion, you have the right to protest, you have the right as an American to do all these different things. But when you are literally protesting the exact government that you were raised for, that you were raised up on, and that you were taught to respect, it basically shows that you don't want to be an American anymore. You do not deserve to be in this country anymore.
I kind of disagree on that. I'm more of the opinion where if there is something wrong in your government, then you point it out and, like,
exactly.
You know, then you do that. Of course, saying that America's awful, there should be a normal America, you know that's never going to happen.
And
America's got the biggest, one of the biggest militaries, spends the most on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but also because there's a lot of people who don't agree with her, and they are going to say their opinion.
Exactly.
Because this is America. You can have your opinion on the government. You can have your opinion on any issue you want. But guess what? Someone else can tell you that you're wrong, but then someone else can tell them that they're wrong. And I love that freedom of America.
Basically, when it comes down to it, if you're basically part of like an anti-fascist movement, you're a complete fucking idiot. There's no other way. You can say whatever you want to say, what you are, but in the end, what a lot of these Antifa people are, they're just a whole bunch of these fucking teenagers and college kids that live in their parents' basement that have been watching V for Vendetta too many fucking times.
Yeah.
And then they think they're on top of the fucking world and that the world owes them everything.
Yeah.
When in fact, you don't deserve crap. You don't deserve shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, look. Personally, I do not align myself with Antifa. I really do not like them at all. But, of course, I'm anti-fascist. Everybody should be anti-fascism.
Right.
But if because they stole that trademark, you can't say you're anti-fascism without being called right. Antifa. Because Antifa generally is an anti-fascist, pro-communist revolutionary organization.
Right.
That's what they are. And it has been shown that they are that. Hell, way back, and I believe it was like 2020, maybe even 2019, Trump declared them a domestic terrorist organization.
Which was the appropriate thing to do.
And honestly, they are, because they have plenty of weapons. They have been shown that every time they protest, quote unquote, it's always been turned to go violent. Like this poor guy who is living in Portland, Oregon, just trying to like stop a fight during the Portland, Oregon riots back in like 2016, got knocked over the head and critically injured with a bike lock, and the guy ran away, and the internet solved the crime and find out where the guy lived, and he got arrested and lost a job and everything. Like, the fact that it took the internet to find somebody who did such a horrible thing to somebody else just because they couldn't see their face and shit. Like, my thing overall is honestly, like, you're just a wuss.
Exactly.
You're an absolute wuss to do anything like that to...
Exactly.
To destroy people's property and shit. Like, back in the LA riots, back in 92, the quote-unquote people who were protesting against the violent killing of innocent black men in America, yeah, problem is they kind of burned down black businesses on accident or even on purpose because of gang shit that was going on.
Do you want to know what's funny, though, is that the exact same thing happened during the Portland riots. The exact same thing that happened. I saw a video of this old black gentleman who rolled up to his store after the night of the riots, and his business was completely burned down.
Yeah.
He even had, like, it was in a part of Portland where it was the ghetto, so it was a lot of black-owned businesses right there, and this man was standing in the ashes of what his restaurant, of what his store or restaurant was, of his business, and he was basically yelling at all of the people that were kind of, like, staring at him and, like, laughing and all that. He was like, you burnt down my business. I'm just like you. I'm an African-American. Yep. Why did you burn down my business? I'm gonna be homeless. I'm not gonna be able to feed my family.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. Because that's the thing, is that people don't realize that, you know, some groups may go under the cover of being, you know, pro-anti-racism and shit, but they're honestly just scumbags.
Exactly.
Like, okay, honestly, there isn't much more to say besides people should respect their opinions.
Exactly.
We are pro-Second Amendment. And personally, I think any rightfully good American should. Pro-first speech, I really don't care what you believe in. Hell, you could be a Nazi, and I will say I fucking hate Nazis, and I truly, wholeheartedly do.
Yes.
But you do technically have the right to say those things.
Right.
Like, you're an absolute piece of shit scumbag.
Yeah.
But guess what? You can say it because this is America.
Right.
I think this is going to wrap it up for tonight.
Yep. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us here on the Chatterbox. Once again, I want to thank my friend Retro Safari. Go check out his podcast, The Chamber Pot. It's on Spotify.
No problem.
Other than that, I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. So good night and God bless.